Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
You're listening to News Talk with me, Tara Duggan, in for Shane Beattie this morning. It's Thursday, March the 13th. I hope you are all well. Coming up.
So overall, a very, very positive, engagement. My overriding objective was to try and present the narrative and the story that Ireland's relationship with America is a two-way relationship economically.
Well, the postmortem on his performance is well underway as the Taoiseach continues his visit to Washington today. And the largest ever public housing scheme in the country has been announced for North Dublin. Plus, we'll have all of the other news making the headlines, along with the latest in sport and entertainment. First up this morning, though, Taoiseach Micheál Martin continues his visit to Washington, D.C. today. He has a number of meetings which are focused largely on trade. It comes after political engagements yesterday with the U.S. administration. Our political correspondent, Sean Defoe, reports.
As the dust settles on a 50-minute Oval Office performance, the opinion on whether or not Micheál Martin did a good job depends on how high your expectations had been heading into it. On one level, he survived without any massive disaster or misstep, and given the last appearance at the Oval was Vladimir Zelensky's fiasco, that's an achievement in itself. On the other hand, he was quiet on Gaza, didn't say a thing to defend the EU from a pummeling, and when he did pipe up to address the trade imbalance, Donald Trump dismissed much of what he said. Trump himself was like a smiling assassin, saying he was impressed by how Ireland had accumulated so much American investment, but also saying those days are over. After politics yesterday, trade is the focus today, with a number of meetings on the cards for Micheál Martin before he attends the swanky $1,000 a plate Ireland Funds charity dinner this evening. Sean Defoe in Washington, D.C.
And the Taoiseach was back at the White House last night for the traditional shamrock ceremony, the tradition of the Taoiseach presenting that bowl of shamrock to the US president for St. Patrick's Day dates back to the 50s, symbolising the long-standing relationship between Ireland and the US. Just a little bit of insider gossip: among those who were there were TDs Matty McGrath and James O'Connor, along with Riverdance star Michael Flatley, who President Trump described as one of the greatest dancers in the world. A massive new housing development has been announced for North Dublin today. The Land Development Agency is planning to build almost 2,000 homes on an 18-hectare site that it's acquired in Baldoyle. It's beside land near Clongriffin train station, on which the LDA is already in the process of building a further 2,500 homes. And Chief Executive John Cummins says it's the largest public housing scheme in the entire country.
This is an extremely large site with capacity for over 4,000 homes. The first 400 are under construction already. And with the new plot that we've acquired at the other side of the train line, the first phase of that will commence in early 2026 after we procure a building contractor to commence construction, with the first homes then completed towards the end of 2027.
Two men are being questioned following the seizure of almost €2 million worth of cocaine and cannabis in counties Louth and Dublin. It follows the seizure of €8 million worth of cannabis, cocaine and ketamine in Belfast a week ago. Tina Gates has the story.
A vehicle was stopped in the Drogheda area around 9 a.m. yesterday while simultaneous searches were being carried out at a business premises in Drogheda and two residential premises in Drogheda and North Dublin. Drugs worth €1.94 million were seized and two men aged in their 30s and 40s were arrested. Gardaí say the operation is a result of ongoing investigations and collaboration with the Police Service of Northern Ireland.
A high-level US official will head to Moscow later this week to try and hammer out a ceasefire deal for Ukraine. The proposal, which includes a 30-day truce, has already been accepted by Vladimir Zelensky, who wants to see the war end as soon as possible. The White House has confirmed Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, will travel to Russia this week. Meanwhile, the defence ministers of Britain, France, Germany, Italy and Poland met yesterday to discuss defence spending and security guarantees for Ukraine. The UK's representative, John Healey, had this message for Russia's president.
I say to President Putin, over to you now. You said you want to talk. Prove it. Accept the ceasefire. Start negotiations and end the war.
A NASA SpaceX mission that aimed to clear the way for two stranded astronauts to get back to Earth has been postponed. Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore flew into space last June for an 8-day mission. They weren't able to return on a Boeing spacecraft after it was deemed unsafe. They've now been stuck at the International Space Station for more than 9 months, helping ongoing missions with maintenance and experiments. An extensive road safety campaign kicks off at 7 this morning. The Garda Roads policing operation is being rolled out across the country to keep road users safe over the bank holiday weekend. This year's campaign is placing a particular emphasis on detecting those who are driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. The operation continues right through until 7 a.m. on Tuesday morning. AI could contribute €250 billion to Ireland's economy by 2035. That's according to a new report by Microsoft Ireland and Trinity College Dublin, which shows that 91% of businesses here are now using it. That's almost doubled since last year alone. But Catherine Doyle, General Manager at Microsoft Ireland, says some SMEs are still being left behind.
SMEs are currently lagging behind multinationals in AI adoption, with only about 10% of them having a strategy in place. So in order for AI to benefit the whole economy, not just the larger, well-resourced organisation, to ultimately realise the transformational impact this technology can have, we must work collectively to address this barrier and these gaps faced by the SMEs and the public sector.
And being married apparently triples the risk of obesity in men. Experts found the risk of being overweight increases for both sexes in marriage, but appears to be particularly acute for males. Women's risk of being overweight was 39% higher, men's 62% when compared with unmarried couples. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day here again with us tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need at newstalk.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.